Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got an abbreviated show because of Blackhawks hockey and Northwestern football. 2 minutes to go at 2:30. Just ended. Right, my God. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's get right at it. Igor, what are we talking about today, buddy?
David, today we will be discussing the top three things that you have to do to prepare for the holidays, and then the top three things you have to do once your guests leave and your floors are completely decimated with foot traffic and gravy and mashed potatoes. What you got to do to clean them?
That's not gravy, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Start off the show. For listeners who want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, had your first estate sale a week ago.
We did.
Listener of the show.
She was.
She had, her husband had dementia. She had stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. Not trying to bring everybody down before the holidays, but this is life. You came in, cleaned it out, did the estate sale. Jimmy Brown, to Sarah Leonard's team, helped move the property, which is great. And she was able to buy another property from, she needed to sell this property before she could buy it. She got a gift from her sister so she could buy it for cash. So long story short, it all worked out. And you're getting into that.
We are. And with that, I wanted to share some tips. So we've seen a lot of estate sales because we're usually the last person in to clean up after the estate sale is done. And we've gotten some feedback from some of our customers, and I would love to pass some of those tips on and some of the things that we're going to be incorporating into our new adventure.
Done. If our listeners want to reach you, talk about your estate sales or to have a box dropped off for their junk, what's the best way to reach you?
1-800-LUG-JUNK. That's 1-800-584-5865 or junkluggers.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, OPM,
yes.
Tex.
I like the way Mr. Jennings says it. OPM.
OPM.
I like the way he says it.
Tex Resolution.
Advocates.
I know you changed it a couple of years ago. I can never remember. What are you talking about?
It's now we advocate rather than resolve.
There you go. You advocate. I like that. What are you talking about?
I'm going to talk a little bit about the Illinois Amnesty Program. That's over on Monday. Maybe that's all you need to know. We talked a little bit on the way down here about tenancy by the entirety and why that's an important way to hold your home. Maybe we should talk about that.
All right. We can talk about that.
That's what we're going to talk about.
All right. So we're kind of putting 7 pounds of potatoes in a 1 pound sack, so we're going to do the center guard plumbing. Go ahead, Ash. Only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipes that are in my house. We have to do everything fast. Can you drop the Besant clip, please? This is our Treasury Secretary, Scott Besant. Do we have it ready? All right, cut it off. All right, so to bring the prices down. No, well, I'm running into a time constraint. It was interesting that the Treasury Secretary said we're going to bring the prices down by reducing or removing tariffs, which I thought that the country that was shipping the coffee and the bananas and everything else that we're importing, Steve, was going to pay for it. And that's just an admission by our Treasury Secretary to make things more affordable that they're going to remove tariffs, which means tariffs are a tax on consumers. Stephen A. Leahy.
We talked about this on the way down.
That's why I'm putting you on the spot.
I was telling Igor that you kept pushing my buttons on the way down. He knows exactly what the... I'm not going to get into this because... Because
you know I'm right.
No, I don't.
Okay, we're going to go over to... the Trump administration is removing tariffs on things to make things more affordable, which means that the tariffs make things more expensive. It's really that simple, listeners. 312-981-7200. I thought this was interesting. Average age of the average home buyer over the last 100 years. Listen to this. Between years 1925 and 1995, the average age of first-time home buyers fluctuated between 25 and 28 years old. 1925 through 1995, 70 years. Okay? 2005 to 2015, that 20 to 25 bumped up to the age of 31. Today, it's 40 years old is the average age of the first-time homebuyer.
It's a travesty.
It is a travesty. So here, breaking news. Trump administration, why don't you remove tariffs on all the home building products so we can make homes cheaper to build? FHFA chairperson Pulte, why don't you stop digging up all the mortgage stuff from all the elected officials and remove the LLPA, loan level price adjusters, that the Biden administration put into play that jacked rates up a half to three quarters of a point? He could eliminate that tomorrow, Steve.
Because these are all the things that have, in the last 25 years, have made the trend, right? What they've done in the last couple of months. The trend is not...
He could eliminate that. He could drop rates a half to three quarters of a point that Biden's administration jacked up. I said Biden, which I know will get you excited. Okay. You know, I'm bashing the Biden administration, gets your rocks off. Okay. But the Biden administration put that loan level price. I've been preaching about it for 6 months. Okay. Pulte could go in there and eliminate it.
The number isn't 41 because of this. This is not why that
this would help.
Well,
this would help.
You know, anything will help, and I agree with that. And I'm a big advocate that we have to do something to let younger people start buying homes, because that's what makes
lower
them
good, rates would help
some great citizens. Right?
Would lower rates help?
We had lower rates. Did it help?
Well, it kept people trapped into homes. The Fed chair screwed up, and I've said this year over year, he kept it too low too long, and that's why people aren't moving right now. Right? It's both sides. Steve, I'm an equal opportunity basher.
I don't know if you know this about me, Dave, but I don't like government.
I don't care
who's even running it. I don't like it.
Oh, you do. Come on. Don't
No, I like one side better than the
I
other.
I know you do.
But I don't like either side, to be quite honest with you.
312-981-7200 is here. We're gonna end with this, okay? Listen to this, okay? Guy moves into his brother-in-law and sister's home to help brother-in-law and sister out. They were going through marital challenges. They couldn't afford the house. He moves in. Him and his wife put their name on the title. Okay? They've been there for 18 months. He has ownership of the property because his name's on the title. He paid his brother-in-law out a lump sum for his equity portion of the home, but the mortgage was still in the brother's name. Huge mistake. Huge mistake. Guy's in his 60s, has no credit. Another huge mistake. Brother-in-law now has not made a mortgage payment since February. He's now in foreclosure. So I got a guy in his 60s, no credit, mortgage in foreclosure. It's almost impossible to get him a loan. So we're going to go to break because I'm trying to get as much of this into as we can. We got Charlie Romiliotis coming up at 5:30. If you're in a similar situation, just buy the house from your brother-in-law. Don't go on the title. You just completely screwed up. Blew up. He doesn't even have credit to screw up, right? He's got no credit. Now he's got a foreclosure on his public record. I can't get him a loan. I mean, I'm trying every which way but loose. I got a Hail Mary going into Kane County to see if they would do something. That's my last option. Fannie Freddie, FHA will not touch him.
So who's in default then?
Who's in default? The mortgage holder is in default.
Which is the brother.
Which is the brother-in-law. Challenge is this guy put his name on the deed of the property.
Yeah.
So the foreclosure follows the owner of the property. Even though he's not on the mortgage, the home's in foreclosure.
Yeah.
Game over. It's a mess.
Terrible.
Okay, I just thought I'd end with that uplifting note. 312-981-7200.
It gets better.
This has been, I got two pages here. I can't get to it. This has been, you know, more stuff on the administration's tariffs. I know you're happy, but I got to go. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago, sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I touch my pipes that are in my house. We're going to hit a quick break, throw it over to Igor, talking about housing and talking about flooring and things you shouldn't do going in the winter. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming back after these messages. 312-91-7200, Igor. We're going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
The three things that our listeners should be aware of when it comes to their flooring going into the winter, because your house changes when you turn the air conditioner off and the heat on.
Correct. And we talk about this seasonal change pretty regularly, David, both as we're entering into the winter months and then as we exit the winter more into warmer weather. But what you're referring to really is the expansion and contraction of the wood floor,
mm-hmm,
as it reacts and responds to seasonal change, as it reacts and responds to temperature and humidity. But, you know, the question that we're getting asked right now a lot is I've got company coming over. My floors look a little, you know, not so great.
Yeah.
What do I do? And then more importantly, once they leave, what do I do once they leave? You know, how do we maintain? So, you know, we're educating clients regularly on the phone, in person, in people's homes. So I thought it would be a great opportunity here to discuss what those top three things are. And it's really simple. It's really, really simple, David. So the main thing that we want to advocate for here is the use of vacuums. And I don't mean the vacuums that you would use on a carpeted floor. I'm talking about just suction-only type vacs where you want to basically remove as much debris off the floor as you can before you clean them.
Like a Dyson?
Like anything. It could be a Roomba, a Dyson, okay. You know, anything that is suction-only, because we want to remove those particulates that can grind into the floor, into the finish, and act like sandpaper and actually dull the floor or actually create a situation where you've created an abrasive surface and now you've sanded the floor and prematurely destroyed the coating.
Okay.
So vacuums are huge, and we always talk about this with our clients. Don't try to clean a dirty floor, meaning one that has cereal and bread and, you know, all the, you know, the dried up pieces on it. Vacuum that up first, or you could dry mop it. You could take a regular dry mop, go through, pick all that up, sweep the floor if you have to. Get rid of all of that debris. The second thing you want to do is you want to use a neutral pH balanced cleaning product, such as the one we manufacture. The Mr. Yep. Floor line of cleaning products is great for this. Spray and wipe. And it's critical that you use a product that is not going to encapsulate that dirt. It's not going to leave an artificial sheen or a haze or anything like that. Our philosophy is we're going to change the surface tension of dirt. We're going to lift it off the floor onto the wiping cloth. And that brings me to my third sort of tip, and that is do not just use one mop or one cloth to do an entire house. You have to regularly switch them out as you're going, because the goal with our products is we're going to lift that dirt off and it's going to embed itself in that cleaning cloth. We like microfiber a lot.
Yeah, they're great. The one you gave me is fantastic.
There you go. So now we want you to use at least two or three of them as you're cleaning.
Then you just throw them in the washing machine.
Right. That's exactly it. It's very easy. You have to have a couple on standby, because what you're doing is you're cleaning, you're lifting, you're cleaning, you're lifting. We're not looking to push that dirt up against the baseboard or up against a cabinet or up against, you know, wherever, you know, up against a piece of furniture. We want to physically lift it off the floor. If we can successfully do that with multiple cloths in our cleaning system, your floors will be great before and certainly great after the company leaves, because you'll repeat that same process. And if you do that regularly, David, you've seen it yourself with your own wood floors. And it doesn't have to just be wood. It could be vinyl. It could be, you know, tile. We have six, as you know, we have six products in our lineup. It's really very easy. It's a spray and wipe type system. But that would be what we would recommend. And clients that do that regularly, you know, report fantastic results.
And it's fast. It's easy. I can't tell you. You just spray and then it's a light mopping. I mean, that's all you're doing, and it's picking up all the schmutz.
And it's a dry mop, right? So you're going to take a dry, you know, again, MrFloor.com, we sell this industrial strength. It's a commercial grade, all aluminum mop. You spray the product down. You use that mop with the microfiber that we have, and we have a super absorbent microfiber that we supply
our clients.
That's great. Yeah. And that's it. You'll never have to do anything else. No, you know, steam mops, no buckets of water and mops, no sponge mops or anything else. Just do this flat mop, dry microfiber mop, spray our product down, just a light mist, and then everything comes off.
How do listeners buy it? Get a hold of it.
So the easiest way to do it is to go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN. If it's your first time trying the product, use that promo code. It'll get you a nice discount to try it, and you'll love it. And you know, the proof is in the pudding for us, David, because we have thousands of Chicagoland clients that order and reorder and reorder regularly. And we know that the product works, and the people that use it religiously have fantastic results and never have issues with their floors.
Do you have that shirt in a double extra large?
You like my shirt?
No. I just want to know if it's in double extra large, because 773-456-6526. Which is my phone number. I texted in the show. Want to know if you have that in double extra large.
We can probably find one in double extra.
See how I did that, Steve?
I did.
A little Jewish guilt to my landsman. Yes. It would be nice, right?
There Understood. You go. Understood.
Phone number for and website for listeners who want to reach you.
So give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And if you want to try the line of cleaning products, please use the promo code WGN.
All right. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homestead Chicago, 720 WGN. We got Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers coming up after the news. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We're going to throw it over to Bob Schmidt at Junk Luggers here. You got into something we talked about it 3 months ago at a breakfast.
Yes, we did.
I said something to the effect that a lot of our listeners are hiring these estate companies and getting complaints on the show, on the text line. They're not happy. They didn't get as much as they promised. Things disappeared, that there wasn't accountability. And I'm like, I think you should look into it. And you're like, yeah, we are. So
right.
you had your first sale of WGN listener. Again, husband has dementia. She has stage 4 cancer, lung cancer, which is horrible in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Not that any stage 4 cancer is better than the other, but she had to put all these things together herself while caring for her husband, who was going through his challenges and getting out and getting into a new place. And she had a lot of stuff. You want to take it from there, how you helped her?
Yeah, so, you know, again, amazing people, what they've done with their home, and they create this wildlife preserve in their backyard. Great, great home. And it was time for them to find a more suitable living arrangement. So clearly they were challenged and have, you know, getting things cleaned up and cleaned out, and we had the connection through you, David.
Yep.
And as you know, we do remove junk, and we have been thinking about branching out into that estate sales avenue because it's so natural to have those two together. We worked with the customer, and we sat down and went through everything that that she had, and we wanted to make. So for us, it was very, very important because per the tips, it's the transparency.
Yep.
Right. We want to make sure that, you know, listeners know what questions to ask, especially around with estate sales if you're thinking about considering one. Know what fees you're being charged for, right? Commission, et cetera, right? Know exactly what those fees are so that you are fully aware and know what to expect, and so you're not disappointed at the end. And that's what we're aiming to do. We really wanted to make sure it was absolutely clear. Worked with our customer. She was wonderful. I believe she understood everything. It seemed to work out really well. We completed the sale. We were within $200 of what we expected
nice. The
end result to be, right? So which is really good for both of us, right?
You had a unique situation, too. Jimmy Brown of Sarah Leonard's team helped them sell their home. It came from the show, so he did a phenomenal job as well. Or is helping them sell the
helping, yes.
Helping her sell the home now that it's been cleaned out. There is a lot of stuff that needed to be taken out and put into those boxes, those crates.
Movable storage.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you know, the movable where they come in with the forklift, pick it up, you can pre-pack, and there's no way she's schlepping that stuff out there. And you guys went in there and your team and moved the heavy stuff out and just made room so you could do the estate sale and clean some stuff out that wasn't sellable and she needed to get rid of. But you kind of killed three birds with one stone. You want to talk about that? Because I know we talked about it on a previous show for our new listeners, you know, in the afternoon here that might not have, be aware of the services that you provide to move heavy stuff out of people's homes as well.
Yes. And, you know, when we were talking with going over our services and what all, you know, she had needed for us to help, went through that part of it, which is the labor part. So being able to, you know, bring us in, we'll do any kind of labor moving in terms of like from place A to place B, but really loading, unloading those units.
Yeah.
And fortunately in that situation, when we were about to start that, and she had mentioned that her family was able to help her out.
Oh, nice.
So saved her some money for sure.
Okay.
Not that we couldn't help her, but you know, she was able to go that route and that avenue, which we were very happy that she was able to do so. And then really it was for us just to go in next and start to prepare. So she was able to move her things out she wanted to keep. She then said, you know what, everything else left here, let's try and get some good sales and revenue for that. And we had our sale, and and again, very important for her as it is for us, we don't want to see it be thrown away.
Right.
Right. Keep it out of the landfill as much as possible. We homed so many of her belongings and things with history and with a lot of story.
What do you mean by that? I know what it means, but our listeners might not know.
She'd been there. I think she lived there for like over 50 years or 40 years in that home. And so these are items that she had around for a long time, family heirlooms and so on, that they couldn't take with them.
Special,
absolutely. Yeah. In fact, she was very concerned about our plants, right? She'd ask, you help us place the plants.
And yeah.
We actually had, when the customers came in, we said, hey, if anybody's interested in taking a plant, please feel
take
free
a plant.
To do so. And we did that. So again, it was just an overall service to make her feel good about that her things had a new journey.
Sure.
Right? And we're able to move on to that new home.
Great.
And we wrapped things up last weekend, and then, you know, as with our junk clutter side, we were able to come in and clean up the rest, whatever didn't sell, and we donated at least half of that, recycled some of it. She had some metal items that were needing recycling, but yeah, all in all, things went smoothly and things went very well.
Each opportunity is different. Each estate sale is Absolutely. Different. I mean, you're going to Steve's house, it'll take you 4 days just to catalog everything with the chazarai he's got there that he thinks important, but it should really be in the back of a truck. But we digress, right? We don't want, he's got separation issues. What would somebody in a 2,000 square foot house or that home, did it generate $2,000-$3,000? I mean, did it generate more than that, or?
Yeah, so we are hoping to hit right around $4,000 to $6,000.
Wow.
Right, from a revenue perspective. We do have some things still out for auction for her.
Sure.
So they are out for live auction, waiting for those to get listed. We didn't hit that mark. We hit around $3,200 or so.
Okay.
Which again is great. But in terms of what was remaining, you know, things were down to a point where, again, we were able to within $200 match the expectation.
Outstanding.
Of what we had.
All right. Good job.
Yeah, and it helps. Again, I think it helps our you know, people to understand that it doesn't end up in landfill. It gets new homes. It helps defer cost. You know, it really just makes sure that it helps them move forward to the next step.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-LOG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
Stephen A. Leahy's coming up next, talking about tenants in the entirety and how to hold your title so what we discussed at the beginning of the show doesn't happen, and we'll review what the numerous mistakes that the listener made. First off, being in his 60s and not having any credit. I mean, come on. Wake up. Let's go. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Center Chicago at 720 WGN. Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Advocates coming up next. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We have another hour and 10 minutes to go until Charlie Romiliotis takes over for Blackhawks hockey. Playing the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. I'm going to the game, Steve. Dropping you off at the train, getting my wife from the train, and I'm going to the UC.
Oh, she gets to go, I don't get to go?
Yes, because she's my wife and I love her. You, not so much. 312-981-7200.
Well, I've been to a lot of games with you, though.
I know, but still, professionally, not personally.
It hurts my feelings.
I know, but get over it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let me just recap earlier in the show. During the mailbag segment, I told of a story of a 60-year-old man who has no credit, zero credit. He does not have any credit or no credit score. We pulled.
How's that possible?
I don't know, Igor.
He doesn't have a credit card.
I've been on the radio for 20 plus years, talking about
not even bad credit. Nothing. No credit.
He's a ghost. He's a 60-year-old ghost, married to a lady with credit. He's not even an authorized user on any of her cards.
Wow.
Complete ghost. So this guy, for some reason, decides to move into the house that his brother-in-law and sister lived in. They were going through marital challenges. Brother-in-law's business was going kablooey. Okay, this guy gives him a check for $40,000 to buy the brother-in-law's equity out so he could take ownership of the house, and decides, for some unknown reason, 18 months ago, to trust the brother who's got a failing business that the brother's going to continue to make the mortgage payment, which he stopped doing in February. Now, the challenge is this guy quit-claimed the brother off of the title of the property, even though the mortgage is still in his name, and him and his wife and his sister are still on the title of the property. So his ex-brother-in-law, I guess it's still his brother-in-law gave him a thank you, how you do, on the way out the door, stopped paying the mortgage in February. So now he's got a foreclosure on his record. You miss four mortgage payments in a row, you have a foreclosure. Even when foreclosure didn't go in foreclosure, you have four, you have a dead dog on your porch there. Okay, you don't want it. Sorry about everybody, dead dogs. My dog just died. I don't know why I just brought that up. But you've got a complete disaster on your hands. Stephen A. Leahy, let's talk about the mistakes other than not having credit as a 60-year-old man.
Well, I help people who have financial problems, and so I see a lot of these mistakes and what people could do to avoid them. One of the things I tell people about is if you're on Social Security, right? If you get a Social Security check, that Social Security check should be in an account all by itself, no other money in it.
Really?
Right? Yes, it should be, because Social Security is exempt. from almost every creditor, except for the IRS, maybe the state of Illinois, but every other creditor is exempt from. So if I'm saving money, right, and even if I should put that money, the Social Security money, in an account by itself, don't mix it with anything else, have another account where if I'm getting a gift, I have someone I just was talking to, she's expecting a Social Security check. It's been a year almost, so she's going to get a chunk of money. Right, but she's having financial issues. She's sleeping on her daughter's couch.
Jeez.
Right, but when she gets that money, put it in by itself, and she said, "Well, I asked her, how are you making? Well, I'm getting gifts and things from people. People are helping me. My family's helping me, and that's normal. But again, if you put that money in the account, and then all that other money is going in that account, now it's mixed, and you can't tell what is the Social Security and what's not. Right, so again." Keep that separate. I don't care how well off you are. We never know what's going to happen in the future. It's kind of like having a HELOC, right? People always say, I don't need it. I don't want a HELOC. It's like, well, when you need it, you'll need it, right? And you won't be able to get it.
Can we talk about your sister?
Yeah.
Okay. She just paid off her home, right? And she's has a home free and clear. And what did you tell her?
Get a HELOC.
And what did she tell you?
Yeah, well, she said, I'm uncomfortable with that because it's the credit thing. And I think people, like you're talking about the 60-year-old guy who doesn't have any credit, they think that that's commendable, right? Because I don't have any credit. I don't owe anybody anything. But
1913, it was commendable.
I agree. Okay. I'm just telling you, people think that way. And again, so you have to kind of, as you did, you have to kind of educate them about why that's not a good thing, not to have any credit. Right. Why we talk a lot on this show about a second mortgage. If you own your home outright, how can that protect us from the title thieves? Right. We talk a lot about that.
And attorneys, ambulance chasing attorneys.
Absolutely true. Right. Because one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to look up to see if you have a loan on your property.
Can you explain that real quick? Let's say your sister, pick a number, lives in a $500,000 home and she qualifies for up to 80%, $400,000 HELOC. She puts a HELOC on, and I don't know how much your sister, this is just an example. So a listener in a $500,000 home just paid off their home, okay? They have good credit, good enough income to secure up to 80% of the value of their home, a $400,000 home equity line of credit, okay? Mm-hmm. You now have a mortgage, a line of credit on there. There's a lien for $400,000. Why is that better with a zero balance so the listener's not paying any interest? Right, there's a zero balance, but there's a $400,000 lien there that they could go in and write a check for 400 G's if they wanted to and pull it right out. If an attorney pulls the title and sees that, what are they, as an attorney, what are they looking at?
Well, again, you're looking for someone with deep pockets, right? You could take things away from them. And if I own my home outright, there was a big chunk of change sitting there.
Equity.
Right? Equity. Right?
Which is cash.
Go after that, right? It's like having insurance, right? You have an insurance policy. They're going after the insurance company, right? They want the money.
Sure.
And if you don't have any money,
they're not going
to
go after you.
It's hard to go after you if you don't have any money. If you're not sitting on a ton of money. So if it looks like my home is in encumbered by these loans, I'm a less of a
so a $400,000 HELOC with a zero balance.
Yeah.
Right? Is helps that homeowner against potential lawsuits because when the attorney you and your class of attorneys
outstanding attorneys
look to try to sue you, baby, for a slip and fall or a car accident or whatever, right? They're going to see how much equity you have. And if you have no equity, they're probably going to be less apt to sue you against the equity of your home.
The same thing with the title people, right?
Sure.
Who are they going to steal from? People with no mortgage.
Right?
You own your home outright. Now they're going to steal it from you by saying, I own that home and go out and get a mortgage. Well, if I already have a mortgage on the home, I'm not going to be able to get another mortgage on the home.
So it's almost like having an insurance policy. That's all it is. Right? So David, to your point, you're saying and you're advocating for put a HELOC on your home, whether you need it or not.
Yes.
Don't draw on that HELOC. Leave it with a zero balance. It costs you nothing or whatever.
Correct.
Minimal to just set it up. Little. And then that's your insurance policy against people trying to come in and do terrible
nefarious
things.
Yeah. And it gives you, more importantly, hold on one sec. More importantly, you have a holy crap moment. You and I are Jewish, God forbid, right? How many times did your mom say that growing up? God forbid something happens. You could stroke a check for whatever you need to put the fire out that, that you didn't expect. I cut you off,
Counselor. No, because I was just going to say exactly the same thing, right? We're not, we ain't even talked about having the money available if something happens.
Sure.
Right? So all these other things are good, but having the money available if you're going to need it, that's even better.
Right.
Right? And so, and again, everybody knows, if you don't need money, people are willing to lend it to you. If you need money, nobody wants to lend it to you. So you got to get it in line beforehand.
Bob?
And David, I have to actually thank you because, in true sincerity, I have never had that piece of advice in my entire life. I'm 55 years old, and if I had had that earlier in life, I think a lot of different choices.
Oh, we just took one out for you.
Right, but I'm saying if I would have known this concept, I would have done this long time ago.
Yeah. We literally just did it for Bob, a small business owner. It gave him the liquidity and the safety to do other things, and you know, it's there. You know, that's what's all about. Go ahead.
Well, I talked a little bit about Social Security and why that's important. I haven't even talked about tenancy by the entirety and if you're a business owner, why you should have, how you should hold title to your property.
All right, got 60 seconds. You
know, and I just wanted to mention it because that's another thing. There's a lot of things that you can, if you're owning a business, if you own a business, right, everything you do is risky. Right, because your business can change tomorrow.
Sure.
Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So if you're in business for yourself, you should do an evaluation of all your assets and how you hold things. How can I make this? And I'm not talking about estate planning. Just knowing how things.
I'll give you one. I got a guy in Buffalo Grove who lives in Winnetka, okay, somewhere up north. He lives in a $1.2 million home, right? He has an import business, right? He got crushed, absolutely crushed with these. He imports German chocolates, French wines, Spanish wines, all this stuff. Things you can't grow here in the United States, Mr. Tariff Lover. Okay? In all seriousness, his containers that came in cost him $30,000 more. Okay? He was going to get crushed either way under this administration's policies. If he had a home equity line of credit against his home available, he would have been able to weather that storm while it works itself out until he got to this time of the year when he makes all of his money. But he had to bring in all of the chocolates and the wines during the spring and the summer so it's ready for this time of year, the gift time, because he did 80% of his business in the next 120 days is when he did 80% of his business. But he had to lay out the funds, but he didn't have the funds. He could have tapped into the HELOC. Perfect example, what just talked about.
Exactly. And I do want to say we do make chocolates here in America.
You don't make German chocolate?
Well, that's true. By definition.
Do we make German chocolates? Do we make Spanish wine? No.
I understand. I'm just saying we do.
Okay, and this guy, and this guy in Buffalo Grove has got business laying people off. Phone number for our listeners want to get a hold of you.
First, go to fightbacknow.com. If you're a business owner, you should be on my daily email list because I talk about this stuff, all these things that you need to know. Go to fightbacknow.com or call me at 312-664-6649.
You can't make German chocolates in Hegwisch. 312-981-7200. And you can have people.
But you make Hegwisch.
You can make Hegwisch chocolates in Hegwisch, which you probably don't want to eat. 312, because it's got the cold. It's got the dust from the coals. From the coke plants. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Zone Switch Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Yes, Stephen.
We can still have fun, Dave.
We always have fun.
I know.
It's an abridged version of fun, condensed. Right.
Still fun.
High speed fun.
Charlie Emilio is coming up at the bottom of at 5:30, pregame Blackhawks hockey. Ruth from Chicago, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you all so much for all this information that you help people with. I almost sent you fortune cookies. I sent out 2,000 fortune cookies starting in January, and I did get a couple of radio people from WLIP Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you were on my list. And I just kept ordering and ordering, but when it got to go to the spring, they stopped making that particular fortune cookie at the price. So I didn't continue on with my fortune cookies. But I did have them ordered for St. Therese in Chinatown, because they had a fortune cookie right down the factor street, which was not the one that I was ordering them for anyway. But as long as no good deed goes unnoticed, you will get the blessing of the fortune cookies that I wanted to send to you anyway.
All right, well, thank you. We need all the blessings we could get.
Pardon me? What did you just say?
We need all the blessings that we could get, and we appreciate any blessings sent our way.
Yeah. You know, you remind me of another David who does a travel show on WGN. And I'm amazed at how much the two of you seem to have in common. I wonder if you knew each other in another life.
Maybe.
It's amazing what he accomplishes and what you accomplish.
Well, thank
you.
So
my question is, I can't get to a bank because I can't get in unless I get real assistance with being able to get to a wheelchair. So I don't have a computer, a learning disability, or a smartphone.
Okay.
So I can't find out information on what the best deal would be for a loan. This is why. Like, you meet the locals. Wherever you go, you meet the people, and you meet interesting things about them. And when you help them, you know how much more you feel personal about it. So this loan is for, out of my Social Security, $1,200 a month, direct deposit, no other accounts in the account. My son, who did years of Coast Guard volunteer work, $271 an hour, and bought a Coast Guard boat from a doctor who patrolled Fox Lake, and he did also for the air and water shows. He went on a diet with peanut butter sandwiches for a year
okay.
by a used boat to patrol. So anyway, his Jeep, the engine went out, a 7-year-old Jeep, mm-hmm. and the cost for a new engine is $9,000. So I want to take out a loan for $5,000, and the closest I've come to any information was a platinum card from BMO.
Yeah, hold on. Stop with that right there. So do you own your own home?
No.
You rent?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have any type of vehicle to put a second loan or a loan on your property because you're a renter. If you take out a loan with BMO, which is a fine company, okay, the interest rate on that type of loan is going to be excessively high. And what year was the car that the engine blew out that's going to cost you $9,000 to replace? Or your son?
Tim. It's only 7 years old
okay.
as we speak.
7 years old. Okay. So, I don't know what to tell you with the car. And why can't your son afford a new engine on his own?
Nope. Doesn't have enough of an income at all.
Okay.
It doesn't at all.
But you're willing to take out a loan with your $1,200 a month of Social Security income?
Yep. $5,000.
Okay. What is your son capable of getting a second job?
He's trying. He says there are no jobs. He's trying.
Please.
He's been actually looking to do a second job.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Okay. Every fast food chain out there is hiring today. Every DoorDash and every Uber driver is hiring today. So, in all due respect to your son, Ruth, and I got to take Joanne because they've got a tax bill problem that I got to solve before the break. I would worry about you and your limited income with the financial challenges that you're having. And how old is your son?
Oh, I don't got to give his exact age.
All right, is he in his 30s and 40s?
I'm not having any financial problems and I can afford.
Okay, that's fine. I just hate to see you with limited income laying out all that money when.
No, I would have the money that I could do that with.
Okay, then I would give him the cash instead of taking.
Amount of interest. I wanted to get the least amount of interest.
Okay, I'll connect you with King County Teachers Credit Union's got a personal loan. That'll be a lot cheaper than a BMO credit card. Okay?
Okay.
And then I would encourage your son to check out trying to get a second job. But hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice because I got to get over to Joanne and Nick. Thank you for calling. Joanne and Nick, how are you?
Yes, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
My wife was too upset to talk. I sent her out with our Golden to take a walk. We're worried about losing our home. We just got the lovely tax bill.
Yep, 138 days late.
100% higher than it's ever been. We usually have a senior exemption because I'm 75, she's 65, a senior freeze exemption, and a homeowner's exemption.
Okay.
All of these on the tax bill are marked zero. Homeowner's exemption, zero. Senior exemption, zero. Senior freeze, zero. Now, she's been very sick earlier in the year, and I just had a hip treatment surgery, yesterday, so I'm doing my best here. Hang on. But our taxes are $300. We have new res for the mortgage, and we're worried about losing our home.
All right.
Normally, the tax bill has been $233.
And it went up to $300.
A couple years. Okay. And it went up to $3,000.
$3,000.
The bill is $2,973.
Okay, so...
Which we've never gotten our lifetime at a house.
Okay, where do you live?
We're in Gage Park, 5825 California.
Okay, didn't need to know the exact address, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. And don't give your Social Security number up. what's your house worth?
According to this printout?
No, if you had to sell your house today, what would you get?
2024 property value,
That's garbage. Yeah, that's garbage. I wouldn't trust anything that Tony Preckwinkle and Fritz Kagi send out because they're idiots. How much can you sell your house today for?
Probably $150,000.
What do you owe?
We have the mortgage from New Res. We have a $47,000 mortgage.
$47,000 is left. Correct?
No. $47,000 is what's left on the mortgage.
Okay, and how much are you paying?
We were paying $460 a month.
Oh, got it. If we could eliminate that $460 with a reverse mortgage, would you be interested in that?
I certainly be interested in anything.
Done.
But we want to know, is there any way to get back the homeowner's exemption, the senior exemption that we're entitled to, and the senior freeze?
Yes, you're entitled to everything. I will reach out to Maria Pappa's office on Monday and ask for a member of her team to reach out to you to make sure you're taken care of, and I'll have...
Oh, my God, thank God. God bless you.
Yeah, Maria Pappas is the real deal.
I know you can't reach her. You can't get on
I'm
24/7.
Nick, I'm friends with Maria Pappas, okay? And when she runs for mayor, okay, I'm going to back her because we need somebody with common sense in the mayor's office instead of the clown show we've had in there the past 8 years.
Yes.
But I will reach out to somebody from Maria's office on Monday morning and have them reach out to you. I'll get all your information. You have your after the show tomorrow or Monday and get your I'll pull up your tax record online and we'll see what we can do to help you out. Okay?
Oh, I could give it to you now.
No. Hold on. Not everybody on the radio. You already gave out your address. Just hang on, Nick. What you give me on air or off air is not going
to shout out to our church at St. Clair's and the Catholic Church. They've been helping support us because my wife and I live only on Social Security. We can't afford food every month. And we just heard people are going to give us a turkey for Thanksgiving and provide a whole meal to us.
Mazel tov. So here's what we're going to do. I know we got to hit a break. Don't tell me we got to hit a break. I'm trying to get 3 hours of radio in 2 hours here.
Can I give my phone number?
Nick, hang on. Here's what we're going to do. There is something in Cook County that will freeze your taxes where you won't have to pay them until after you move. And there's a whole bunch of programs. So I'm going to have some, and then we're going to connect you with the reverse
mortgage.
We're not going to have you move. Nick,
Take
a deep breath. Your wife's with the golden to calm her down. Okay, it's a beautiful night. Help's on the way, okay? You called into the show to get help, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you help. Do you have hardwood floors?
We have rugs.
Okay.
And throw rugs.
All right. I was going to try to set you up with a whole bunch of hardwood floor stuff.
How about tiles?
You got tile? You have any tile?
Yes, we have tile. Right. We have rugs, too.
All right, we're going to send you tile cleaning from Mr. Floor. Okay, Nick? I'm going to take care of you, Nick. All right?
Do I talk to anybody else?
Sure. Yep, you're going to talk to Neil when I put you on hold, and I got to hit a break because Ashley's giving me the high sign we're late for the break.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry. You're not, Nick, you're not bothering me. We're trying to get 10 pounds of potatoes in 1 pound sack. Thanks for
But we're not going to lose the house, right?
You're not going to. Nick, you're not going to. Yes. We're going to take care of the house. Okay, we're going to help you get.
At 75, we want to stay here the rest of our lives, you know. Nick. We don't have that much left, but, you know.
I understand.
20 years.
We're going to do everything we can to fix this tax problem that you're experiencing. Make sure it's all registered properly on the county website. And my reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, is going to reach out to you to see if he can help you and Joanne with the reverse mortgage. Okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. Take a deep breath, buddy. Help's on the way. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. So that's my life right there, right? I mean, that's – I get those calls every day. Why do you think I fire on Tony Preckwinkle so much? Because of guys like Nick and ladies like Joanne who are having trouble living in Cook County due to the leadership's incompetence to generate tax revenue to take the pressure off homeowners so the real estate taxes do not continue to go up year after year or every 3 years here in Cook County. Why do I get so fired up? Because you got guys like you got a couple like Nick and Joanne that are hanging on. Okay? That's why I fire on Tony Preckwinkle. 105 days late. Thank God. Right? Maria finally got the information to post the bills and mail the bills. 105 days past due, the money is past due. 138 days, the tax bills are past due. 138 days. You think Nick and Joanne are freaked out now? Wait until they get their tax bill in January to pay in February. Okay? They don't care. They don't give a damn about you at county hall. Here's the most important date, 122 days until St. Patrick's Day, that you could vote those two clowns out of office. And don't think I'm not going to remind everybody every time I come on Saturday, you know, how many days until the election for Cook County. And you have a voice in this if you live in Cook County. You don't have a voice of the clown show down at City Hall, the fifth floor City Hall, unless you have a 606 zip code. But if you live in Cook County, you've got a voice to vote those idiots out so we can get some development going on so Nick and Joanne and the thousands of other people out there that are dying on the vine don't have to worry about where they're going to, you know, get their next meal. Thank God for the Catholic Church, whatever Catholic Church is supporting them.
Yeah, he said that they don't have enough
money
for food.
It's ridiculous.
How does that happen?
Go ahead, Steve.
I was just going to say, I listen, even when I'm not here, I do listen to the show. And now I count down to March 17th all the time. So now
I know you
can do that for me.
Right, because it's your day, St. Patrick's Day. So it's just 122 days. That's all I got to say. 312-981-7200. And all due respect to Ruth, okay, I know I'm sure her son, to spend $9,000 on a 7-year-old car with a busted engine, maybe her son should go get a new car, okay? And, you know, spend 9 G's on a new engine on a 7-year-old car. You talk to any car person, probably not a good investment. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there, Igor.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, at that point, help with the down payment on the new car.
Well yeah, help. Yeah.
Right.
Take the $5,000 or $9,000, go put a down payment on a new or maybe a used car that's 2 or 3 years old. Right? You know, put 9 G's into $5,000 that she's going to lay out for this guy. All right, whatever. 312-981-7200. I'm sure there goes my fortune cookies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. All right, we got a minute and a half before the break, Bob. You haven't said anything in over an hour. So if our listeners are going into, you know, we were talking about storage units. I've got a storage unit because we just don't have a big enough house for all of our crap. If our listeners want to clean out their storage unit, not pay $100 or $250 a month, for stuff that's just sitting there, you do that as well, right?
Absolutely, and it's going to, trust me, it's going to save you in the long run, right? Get rid of that storage unit. If it's there, you probably don't need it, as we all talked about earlier.
Here's a rule. If you haven't been to your storage unit in the past 6 months, right, unless it's like the Halloween stuff and the you know, the spring stuff. I know Steve's big for Passover. He keeps all of his Passover stuff in there. It's a big Irish thing in his household. Moses and everything.
Steve, love that guy.
Yeah, he loves that guy, you know, with the matzah. Steve loves to get constipated. But if you haven't been in there for stuff that isn't holiday themed related, it's probably a good time to maybe give you a call.
Yeah.
And listen, if you want a storage unit, maybe you don't need as big of a storage unit. Maybe you could thin out the herd a little bit and go into a smaller storage unit and save yourself some money.
Yeah, I mean, just go through the numbers, right? Send us pictures of what you have in the storage unit. It's very easy to calculate from a storage unit how much it's going to cost us to do the job. So you look at that, you look at the monthly rate, figure it out, how much you're going to save. Smaller unit, probably
yeah,
the best move they can make.
Yeah, and it's a lot. I've moved storage units. When we moved, I had two, right? Because our builder's like, oh, yeah, the house will be ready in October, then November, then December, then January, February, March. He was a little off 6 months. Okay?
Better yet, let's do an estate sale of the storage unit, move whatever's left you want to keep into a smaller storage unit. If you can't move it yourself, again, we're there for that labor. So we can provide all that for you, help you save that money. We'll do the math, figure it all out, see what you're going to end up saving in the long run.
See, I put a little estate sale in his blood, and now he's crazy. Can't stop talking about it. Phone number for listeners who want to reach, you got to hit a break.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Tony Stewart, Chicago at 720 WGN. More of the roundtable coming up after the news. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a half hour before Charlie. What am I talking about? 20 minutes before Charlie takes over for Blackhawks pregame. Let's run out to Berwyn. Steve, you got a comment about the taxes.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I could hear you. I could hear your bumper not hitting another bumper.
I'm not hitting anybody tonight. I can't wait to get home and watch Spanguli. Now, listen, here's what I don't understand. I enjoy your show. So we have this big deficit in the county, right? And so people's property taxes are increasing to cover the deficit. We're unhappy about the property taxes, of course. The guy who just called in a minute ago, the old-timer up on California, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But where is the money coming from, and what's driving the deficit? And I ask this sincerely because I just don't know.
Here's a challenge. With the lack of commercial development in Cook County is pitiful. The amount of businesses in downtown Chicago that the amount of buildings in downtown Chicago that are empty or one quarter full or a half full are crushing us because the values of those buildings have depreciated by 50%. When you've got a $150 million building appraising now for $50 to $75 million, that is a lot of money, Steve, from Berwyn, that is off the taxes that aren't collected, and the county has to put it someplace, which is on the backs of homeowners. Unless you develop...
How is the county supposed to combat that? They can't.
They have to develop new businesses, right? And take brownfields that have been brownfields for 40 years since I've been out of the mortgage business and convert them into viable entities where they go in there and redevelop those properties and put working businesses on there where people work. You have to hire construction jobs to build it. You have to hire environmental cleanup companies to clean it up, and you got to invest. That's why companies are opening up in Indiana, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Okay, we have
a brownfield.
What's a brownfield? It's a good question. A brownfield is a field where there once used to be a factory, that the factory went out of business, and there hasn't been anything there that is considered a brownfield. Okay? And the same
county, the county's preventing that from being developed?
The county is not encouraging that from being developed. Tony Preckwinkle has been in that seat since 2010. Okay? 2010. And the lack of development in Cook County has been atrocious, and it falls at her desk. And she's running for office in 122 days, Steve. You're in Berwyn. That's part of Cook County. Okay, so you go back to Berwyn tonight. You turn on Spanguli, and then you tell all of your friends tomorrow, all around, and all your neighbors in Berwyn with that are beautiful houses that you could drop an elephant out of a 727 on the approach to Midway there, and the elephant would blow up because those houses were built 1940s post-war, and they're beautiful, right? You know what I'm talking about.
They are beautiful.
Okay.
But I'm not arguing, but when I drive into the city, all I see is cranes and development. Huge developments on the west side. I'm talking about, you know, the Randolph Street.
Sure.
Where McDonald's is now.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there's a ton of development going on.
That's commercial space. You need factories. You need a balance, Steve. Okay. I used to own a building at 1141 West Randolph, two blocks away from Harpo Studios, right? Three blocks away from McDonald's. Well, McDonald's is now where Harpo Studio is, okay? I know that area like the back of my hand. I own a business there for 6 years. 1141 West Randolph, okay? I know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, there's been a lot of commercial buildings that went up there, a lot of residential. We need tax-producing entities like factories, okay? That's what we need. We need factories. We don't have that in the city of Chicago. And I've been saying everybody's got to get in a room. Labor, government, everybody's got to get in a room and figure this out. We haven't done that. That's why we are failed leadership here, and that's why our real estate taxes continue to shoot up. I got to hit a break here, buddy, but hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product and enjoy Spanguli. You want to comment on that? You're a business owner.
Yeah.
You own a business. You own a building in Cook County.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, your heart goes out to these old timers that they call in and they can't afford to eat. because the property taxes have gone up. And, you know, what's the solution, David? I mean, it's a difficult position. But yeah, obviously we need either more revenue or we need to cut our costs.
Yeah, I'll give you another example of absolute stupidity. We had 130 acres golf course right off of Dundee, right? Right by the fire station. The investors went to the city of Northbrook, the village of Northbrook, said, hey, we want to develop this. The village of Northbrook kept schniding them and hitting them and duking them. You know, we need more of this and we need more affordable housing. We need more of this. We don't want this. We need this. We don't want this. We don't want that. Right. They kept busting their chops. Okay. You know what you know what these developers did? Right. I think they bought the property for like $8 million. They're like, up yours. Okay. We got an offer over here from the DuPage Water Reclamation District. Okay. So they sold the land for like $80 million. Good for them, right? I mean, they took the risk. 130 acres in Northbrook. You want to talk about stupidity, yeah, right? I mean, this is government stupidity in motion here, part of Cook County. Okay, and we keep electing these same people that made that decision, just put the developer through the ringer. Well, we need more of this. We need more of that. We need more of this. You know what you have? You have nothing. You have no affordable houses. Right? It was supposed to be this big development for, oh, all of these, you know, empty nesters and all of these seniors and widows and widowers a place to live. You know what you got now? You got nothing. You've got a piece of property owned by the DuPage County Water Reclamation District, and we're getting zero tax dollars on it. Right? This is failed leadership. This is failed leadership. Okay? With zero tax dollars because you can't tax a local governing body. Okay? So 130 acres that could have been developed. Northbrook gets nothing. Cook County gets nothing because of the leadership in Northbrook, which I've pounded on repeatedly. All right, we got to hit a break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. 312-981-7200. All right, we got to be out at literally 8 minutes and 30 seconds. So we're just going to throw it around. Charlie Romiliotis is here for Blackhawks hockey pregame. Igor, your dime, your dance floor. Leave us with a nugget of knowledge, buddy.
Yeah, the nugget of knowledge for today, David, as I mentioned earlier, it is critically important for the life and health of your floor, whether it's a hardwood floor, a laminate floor, you know, even if it's a porcelain or a ceramic tile floor, to get debris off of it, you vacuum it first, critically important, and then you need to clean it with a product that will actually lift that dirt and not simply coat over it or push it around. And so we would strongly recommend our line of cleaning products. We've got thousands of clients successfully cleaning their hard surfaces correctly, extending the life of their floors. So we would encourage you to try the Mr. Floor line of cleaning products. Go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN. And if you want to give it a try, we have a fantastic starter kit, David, that I don't know if I mentioned earlier. It's $49.99.
Okay, what's in it?
It gives you the cleaning product. It gives you the commercial grade microfiber mop, which will last you 100 years practically. It's fantastic, and that'll get you started in the right direction. Your floors will never look better, and you'll extend the life of your floors if it's a hardwood floor specifically, because you're going to get rid of all of that dirt and debris that's caught in all the layers and is creating an abrasive surface and really damaging your coatings. So strongly recommend, give it a try, MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN. If you have any other flooring-related questions, we are a full-service company. Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500, and we'll be happy to work with you.
And you refinish and you refinish.
Repair and refinish. Stain, install new.
That's what I was thinking.
Anything related to wood floors, vinyl floors. We're a full-service flooring company, David.
Phone number one more time.
Please give us a call at 847-674-7500.
And website?
MrFloor.com.
All right. And double extra large. Yes. Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, take us away, buddy.
Yes. So one thing I want to just have everyone keep on top of mind. 2 weeks from now, we are at Small Business Saturday. So think about your local community business. Support your local business. We have one as well out in Elgin, Rhea Makes Market. It's a thrift store. Come and visit us on Saturday. We're going to have some great specials. It's a wonderful opportunity to help us keep things out of landfills and to put some money into Cal's Angels pockets. RemixMarketChicago.com. Phone number at our store, 630-503-6880. Again, Small Business Saturday, 2 weeks.
I'm hosting for Bob Surratt on Black Friday, and Stacy Sutter the big kahuna of Cal's Angels. It was named after her son, Cal's, mm-hmm. who passed away due to pediatric cancer. And big news coming here that she's going to announce on the show on Friday of Black Friday. She's going to be calling in. Stephen A. Leahy.
Yes, David.
How are you? You're the reverse mortgage idea for the gentleman and his wife who's walking the dog who's having challenges, freaking out about. Would you recommend that?
You know, I'm a big fan of reverse mortgages. It helps people. People don't understand it. So again, call David. He'll explain it, or Jose will explain it.
Right? Yeah. Well, I could get you from point A to point B. Jose is going to get you to Z.
So I wanted to say I had a lot of fun today, and even though David didn't, sometimes.
Well, I had things going on.
I know
you get, off the air that people don't.
I think that's why I had so much fun. I'd like to see you get excited.
Yeah, I was pretty
good
protecting my my experts on my show.
I get it. I also wanted to mention that Monday, November 17th, is the last day for amnesty, tax amnesty.
Oh, really?
So I've seen so many people get great deals, right? The Illinois Tax Amnesty Program, you just pay what you owe, and they forgive the interest and penalties.
It's not a catch. It's like everybody's like, oh, come in here and get free Super Bowl tickets, and then you walk in and there's a bunch of cops there to arrest you.
Yeah, it's a real thing. They did a very good job this time, because they've had this before, of reaching out and telling people, hey, you have some money that you owe us. You can really take advantage of this. And I've seen people, you know, save thousands of dollars.
So it's a real thing.
Yeah, 11. We just did one for a guy on Thursday. And, of course, it's just a client of mine. I don't get any money for this.
Right.
Just tell people about it. I want people to understand about it. He saved $11,000 just
huge.
Like that.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Phone number for our listeners and website?
Go to my daily email. You got to do that. Go to fightbacknow.com. Get my daily email. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself. We talk
Fight
about taxes.
Now.
There you go. We talk about it's about time.
Fight back now.
What do we got? Another 2 minutes?
Don't worry about it. Better late than ever. I can turn your mic off. You want to keep it up, smarty pants?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Or you can call me if you
Fight
have any.
Back now.
If you have any questions, call me 312-664-6649. We help business owners with taxes, bookkeeping, these kind of questions. If you have, you should call me.
Phone number again, one more time.
312-664-6649.
Bob, you paid your taxes, unfortunately, late this year due to whatever. We talked about it during the break. You got a penalty of what?
$89.
$89.
Yes, sir.
Tony Preckwinkle, Fritz Kagi are late by 105 days accepting checks because we couldn't write checks to the county without the tax bill. Buddy of mine I had dinner with, I think, two, three weeks ago, has got $3 million sitting in an account. Now he could pay for the 15 commercial properties that he has. He could finally write the county a check. 138 days, nothing happens to them. 138 days late. The tax bills were 138 days late. Nothing happens to Tony Preckwinkle. And we're so flush here in Cook County that we could go 105 days without over $8 billion. Think of that.
Right. On top of how many millions of dollars of vendor invoices?
$8 billion with a B. We went 105 days. So if we're so flush with cash that we could roll for 3 months without that $8 billion, then why are they continuing to shove it down our throats with higher real estate taxes? Okay, we figured out a way to go over three months without collecting over $8 billion. And this is the leadership of Cook County. In 122 days, you could vote these clowns out and let's try somebody else. And just real quick, 847, I will explain to you what I was talking about. There is a golf course. I believe it was Green Acres Golf Course in Northbrook. It's right over if you get off the Edens and you head west down Dundee, you hit the rail tracks, there's a fire station, there's some housing, and there was a golf course there. It was there forever. Went out of business about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Investors bought it for $8 million. I talked to the minority investors about it, and they explained to me in detail the aggravation they had trying to get their job approved and their plans approved. Kept having to go back to the village to get this, and they wanted more of this, they wanted more of that. They had a complex there, Igor. swings and parks and walking and brand new stuff, taxing entities for the County of Cook and the Village of Northbrook. They busted these developers' chops so bad. They're like, up yours. We've got the DuPage County Water Reclamation District. Bought the property because they're pumping water out of Lake Michigan to go to DuPage County for their residents. This governing body came to the investors and said, you know what? We'll give you $80 million. So they made a ton of money. Good for the investors, right? I put a shout out. If you got something going in the future, I got a couple of bucks I'd like to invest. Okay. So they sold it for $80 million to DuPage County. So not only does the Village of Northbrook doesn't have any affordable housing that would have been in there. We have none. It's still a defunct golf course that's owned by the DuPage County Water Reclamation District. But now we get nothing, no taxes, because a governing body entity owns the property. This is the leadership I was talking about. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. So we need to vote. I tried to vote them out. I did everything in my power on the show to vote them out. Came within 450-some votes getting the village, you know, leader out, okay? But whatever. There's always a next election to try to make change. And if I didn't have this radio show, which I asked, I couldn't get out. I got to go now or 20? I got 20 seconds. I got 20. If I would have to be off the air while I ran. And I can't do that to the listeners of WGN. No, I'm kidding. I love the show too much, and I built it up, and I can't. We got to go to Blackhawks hockey. You need a mortgage, call me. Have a great day, everybody. Great weekend. Go Blackhawks!